As I was looking over my notes, it's been exactly 1 month since I preached here. Also, an enjoyed service. So hello again. As we're getting set up, thank you for the welcome back. My vacation was great. My niece and nephews are extremely cute, and talking about them makes me a little homesick. But it is good to be back. On the English side, we pray responsively because we do very much believe that we are a church together.
今天我們通常在英文堂的祈禱我們都會用一個對答的形式。
We are not here just to be prayed for, but to pray for one another.
我們不單是讓人為我們祈禱,我們亦都為多人去禱告。
So on the English side, I'll say, Lord, hear our prayer, and you'll respond. Sorry, Lord, in your mercy, and you'll respond, hear our prayer.
所以我們每次講親這個上帝你有憐憫,我們就會說上帝你聽我們的禱告。
Let's practice once. Lord, in your mercy.
讓我們試一次吧。
Lord, in your mercy. Let's pray. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. From long ago, you have established a covenant with your people. To save us from our sins. So that we may learn to bless the whole world. It is only by your presence among us that we can fulfill your mission. It is only if you go with us that we are your people. Please be with us now. Lord, in your mercy. God of reconciliation, you have called us to reconnect to you, to one another, and to creation itself. Help us to remember all the places where we have done these things well. Help us that we may be strengthened to do all the good works you have prepared for us to do. And help us where we have failed to be your people. By the things we have done and by the things we have left undone. We repent of our sins. And we ask that you save us. We ask in the certainty that you are a God most gracious and compassionate. Slow to anger and quick to forgive. As long as you're sincere, as long as we are sincere, you will give us every chance to try to be your people. For this you have promised by your word and your spirit. Lord, in your mercy, God of all healing, you know that the weakness of our will is not the only barrier towards you. For you know what it means to be human. So where there is sickness, where there is mental, spiritual, or physical, we pray especially for healing from cancer. We pray that you would offer us relief. Where there is suffering, we pray for your comfort. Where there is grief, we pray for your consolation. As you have shown compassion to those who have come before us, we pray for your compassion to come upon us once again. Lord, in your mercy. All these things we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God of very God. Light of very light. Lord, in your mercy. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, you did well. Now, it is especially good to see all of you on this, our church anniversary.
今天在我们的教会的纪念日当中，我们特别开心能够与大家一同在这里敬拜。
It is good to be reminded, both English and Cantonese congregations, that we are on a journey of faith together.
我们需要被提醒，无论我们的中文堂也好，英文堂也好，我们都同样在一个信心的旅程之上。
As we are learning to be more and more like Jesus,
当我们来到学习越来越像耶稣的时候，
It is good to be reminded that none of us can do this alone.
有时我们要被提醒的就是我们不能够单凭我们的己力来到去成就这件事。
Therefore, God has called us into covenant with one another.
所以上帝将我们带去一个约的当中，叫我们来到去彼此有那个联系。
As it is written in Galatians,
在加拉太书里面跟我们讲，
We are called to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ.
我们来到去彼此承担各人那个的担子，以致我们来到去完成上帝给我们那个的呼召。
And as John writes,
好像约翰跟我们说，
Whoever loves God must also love his brother and sister.
每一个爱主的人，同时我们要爱我们的弟兄姊妹。
That our church has been here together for so many years.
我们的教会已经在一起很多的年日。
This is evidence to me that we are on the right path.
所以俾都唔多唔少俾我哋睇见，我哋行嘅路系正确嘅。
And God willing, we will continue to walk on this path of Christ-likeness together.
所以如果上主愿意，我哋会继续行呢一条嘅叫我哋像主嘅道路。
As I look back through the years of my experience across the churches, though,
当我睇翻我过去咁多年喺教会嘅经历。
Becoming like Jesus was not the primary goal that many of my peers encountered.
有时我觉得嘅就系。更加像主好像不是我们那个最高的目标。
So many of my friends and peers were not taught how to share one another's sorrows.
很多时候我那个同辈的当中，我们没有被人教导我们怎样来到去彼此分担我们那个忧虑。
Or how even our failures could point people to Jesus.
或者在我们那个失败的当中，我们怎样叫人来到去指向耶稣。
Instead, the primary concern that seemed to grip the Christian world as I grew up,
很多时候在我的成长那个的日子里面，基督教那一个的关注似乎就是
was the loss of faith in my generation.
那个的关注就是在我的年代，我的年代里面，我们恐怕后生的一代会失去我们的信心。
This spawned countless essays and books on youth groups.
因为这个的关注，所以有很多的书本，很多的说话，很多的在那个的青少年的工作的里面那个的焦点。
And college ministries and apologetics conferences and all the like.
或者中学那个大，中大学那个的事工啊，有很多的特别的信，那个的互教的聚会啊，等等。
My spiritual forebears were concerned with keeping us within the correct boundaries in the church.
我们的信心的前辈似乎最紧张的就是我们清清楚楚地找一些的信条。
To make sure we could make it to heaven.
只要我们能够是一个肯定我们可以进入天国的里面。
And if that failed, to try to keep us as close to the circle as they could.
而有很多时候因为这样我们不想来到去给大家来到有太多那个的疑虑。
Perhaps it was different for you.
或者在我们的经历里面有少少的不同。
But I didn't spend that much time talking about what it meant to suffer.
但是我们很少有个机会来到去在我们的受苦的当中来到去分享过一个的意义。
What it meant to have a body like Christ's.
什么叫做好像耶稣基督一般有着一个的身体呢？
Or what the kingdom of God was like.
或者上帝那个国度究竟是一个怎样样的情况呢？
Before I went to school, not that many people tried to teach me how to read the Bible.
在我未去神学院之前，其实不是那么多人在教我如何来到去阅读圣经。
Or how to navigate the very many difficulties of following Jesus.
或者跟我讲的就是在我人生的生活的里面，我怎样来到去度过很多不同的难关，来到去与耶稣基督来到去同行。
A lot of the time was just spent trying to make sure we knew the sinner's prayer so we could make it to heaven.
有很多时候那个的关注就是我们明白什么叫做一个罪人的祷告，在我们的悔罪之中叫我们得着这个的天国的约誓。
We were not encouraged to think and live like Christians.
有时我们不是太多的鼓励叫我们那个思维，我们那个的生活是与我们这个基督徒的身份来去相称。
But instead only to know the correct Sunday school answers.
所以很多时候我们要做的就是我们懂得一个如何正确回答一些主日学的答案。
All of which is to say, poor doubting Thomas came up a lot.
在一个这样的氛围的底下，这个的可怜的这个的多疑的多马经常在我们的说话里面出现。
I'm pretty sure I've heard just about every variation of the stereotypical Thomas sermon.
可能在我的日子里面，我已经听过很多不同的版本，很多不同的款的这个多疑的多马的故事。
I've been told by the cool youth pastor that faith and doubt are two sides of the same coin.
有很多时候那些很有型的、青少年的牧师跟我说的，就是说我们如何好像多马这样可以有一个怀疑。
I've heard the scientific apologetic version.
有时候我也听过很多的科学式的半、护教学是怎样解释一个故事。
The one that tries to talk about how empirical and scientific the Bible is.
有很多的护教都讲到、今日的圣经其实如何来到去合乎这个科学和这个世界性的一种的看法，那种的真理。
Look at Thomas seeking physical evidence for his beliefs.
你看看这个的多马，他在他那个的求知的过程里面，他所要求的就是要找到一些有力的物质上面的证据。
And the classic version where you just ignore everything and believe harder.
或者任何讲的就是说我们什么都不要，什么都不想，我们只是要相信。
In order to get the blessing that Jesus promises.
因为只有这样上帝才会祝福我们的。
I don't mean to disparage these kinds of sermons.
我不是说这些的，我不是在批评这些的讲章。
There's enough truth in them.
每一个这些的讲章都有它那个的诚实真实的部分。
Doubt is part of the Christian faith, to be sure.
确实我们那个的怀疑是我们信心旅程的一个很重要的因素。
It is not for nothing that the name Israel means struggles with God.
所以当我们看这个以色列的字的时候，以色列这个名字就是与神摔跤。
And it is good to remind ourselves that the ancients were not stupid.
所以我们也同时要提醒我们的，就是古代这些叫做有信心的人，他们不是愚蠢的。
They were fully aware that dead people don't come back to life very often.
在他们的生活的体验的当中，他们都知道死人复活不是寻常的一件事。
And we are truly blessed to follow Jesus.
而我们能够跟随耶稣是一件满有祝福的一个的。
Even if that blessing does not line up with our culture's materialistic understanding of that blessing.
或者那个的祝福未必跟我们世上所说的祝福那种的、很多的物质享受、那种的祝福是同步。
For all the anxiety that characterized my Christian upbringing, though,
在我充满着各样的焦虑的一个的成长过程当中，
I think those sermons oversold the importance of doubt.
有时我觉得这些讲章是讲大了那一个的怀疑那一部分。
In our passage, Jesus doesn't seem particularly concerned.
当然在我们所读的经文的里面，耶稣不是太过紧张一个的多马那一个的怀疑虑。
There's about 900 verses in the Gospel of John.
在这个的约翰福音的里面，大约都有900节的圣经。
5 are spent on Thomas's doubt.
故事讲到这个的多马的怀疑只是得五节。
And it gets resolved in 2 verses without comment.
而耶稣处理这件事只不过是用了两节的功夫。
Thomas, quite understandably, does not think people come back from the dead.
当然多马在他那个的平常的认知的当中，他都知道死人复活是罕有的一件事。
I mean, fair enough.
这个也都很公道一句的说话。
In the entirety of the Old and New Testament, resurrection happens a handful of times.
在整个的新旧约的里面，死人复活其实是只是发生过很少很少的次数。
The stats and all human experience is on Thomas's side.
如果我们讲到这个的数据，我们那个的人生命的经验，我们确实明白到为什么这个的多马会有这个的怀疑。
Most dead people stay dead.
在我们的经验的当中，死人继续是死人。
But then he gets the exact evidence he's looking for.
但是当他来到找着他那个的寻求的证据的时候，
And therefore changes his mind completely.
有了这个的证据，有了这个新的经历，就完全将他那个的思维改变过来。
And that's that.
那也都是，就是这样了，他去了新的一步。
For all the evangelical preoccupation with correct belief and the avoidance of doubt,
有时在我们的福音派的当中，我们很关注的就是大家能够是信一些正确的认知，大家不要有任何的怀疑。
Jesus doesn't seem particularly concerned about doubt at all.
但是在耶稣面对这个多疑的多马的时候，他不是太过责怪他那个的疑问。
It is a slight bump in the road, barely worth a mention.
这个只不过是在他生命的旅程里面稍微行差的一步，不是太大的一件事。
Our Lord takes no offense.
我们的耶稣基督不是因为这件事觉得被得罪。
He does not chide Thomas. He doesn't make fun of him.
他也不是很多声气来去说这个多马。
He simply expects him to follow through.
他只不过想着的多马就是当他见到的时候，他以后就跟着他所见的认知来去行。
You wanted evidence.
你想要證據嗎？
Here, take it with
證據就在你的面前了，拿著了，看過，摸了，這個就是你的生命。
Now come and follow me.
但是從此之後，既然你有這個新的認知，你就來跟隨我。
Stop doubting and believe.
不要再在你的懷疑的當中，你去過活，過著一個信靠的日子。
I suspect poor doubting Thomas got so much airtime because we often interpret belief in a modern sense and not an ancient one.
有时当我们发觉我们时常都讲这个多疑的多马的故事的时候，因为我们对这个的信念是有少少跟以前的人有不同。
In modern usage, belief has the connotations of mental assurance.
今天我们往往讲到信的时候，就说我在意识上面、认知上面有了一种的肯定。
A confidence that what is in our head holds true.
在我的个信心、我自信的里面，就说我所有在我脑海里面的认识是真实的事。
In ancient thought, though,
但是在古代那个思维的里面，
you don't believe with your head.
有时我们不是用我们的头脑来去讲相信的。
You believe with your feet.
我们是以我们的行动来去表明我们的信心。
Because of their faith, Abram leaves his homeland.
因为他有信心，所以亚伯拉罕离开他的家乡。
Moses returns to Egypt to face Pharaoh.
因为他的信心，摩西来到去翻去这个的埃及地。
Jesus even walks to Golgotha.
耶稣甚至去到上这个的足留地这条的道路。
Belief in the ancient world is all that is acted upon.
而在古代的时候，当人有一个的信念，他就按着这个的信念而行。
If you don't act upon it, you don't believe it.
如果你不是来到去活出你的信念的时候，其实这个的信念很虚无的。
Whether you act quickly or slowly,
无论你是很快来到行动或者迟延一点来到行动都好。
Whether you have great skill or whether you're simply fumbling along,
无论你是做得几咁妥当或者你做得好多嘅沙石。
True belief requires action.
真正嘅信心是需要我哋作出一啲嘅行动。
Abstract belief,
一个抽象嘅信念。
Thoughts that are true just in your head.
一个只是在我们脑筋里面存在的一个意念
simply doesn't have value in the ancient world.
在以前的世代里面并没有一个真实的一种的价值。
After all, as the Bible tells us,
因为圣经里面跟我们所说的就是
even demons know that God exists.
就算这个的魔鬼邪灵他们都知道上帝的存在的。
Even demons know that Jesus is the Holy One.
邪灵都知道耶稣基督是那位圣洁的那一个。
And that sort of belief does them no good.
但是那个的信念，那个的真实的认知，对他们来说没有任何的帮助。
Their belief is not their problem is not a lack of knowledge.
因为他们那个的问题不是他们缺少了这个的认知。
It is that they don't want to follow Jesus.
而是因为在他的决定的当中，他们不愿意跟随耶稣。
True belief in a biblical sense then.
一个真正的相信在圣经里面那一个的观点
is everything that is lived.
就是说我们活出我们那个的信念。
To phrase it somewhat differently,
我们换句话来说，
ancient forms of belief are probably better translated as trust rather than faith.
在以往的古代的信念，很可能一个更加好的一个的翻译就是信靠。
You don't trust people by having vague notions of them in your head or in your heart.
如果你对一个人只是一些片面的认识的时候，你不会对他有一个真正的信任。
You trust them by confiding responsibility in them.
当你信任一个人的时候，就是说你将你那个的信，你那个的信靠，你那个的生命放在他的手里面。
Whether it is trusting someone to share an emotional load,
无论我们当与我们一个信得过的人来去讲我们一些心灵里面的重担
or to carry a physical burden together,
或者我们共同来去处理一个生命上面的一个的担子
we trust people when it becomes possible to be harmed by that trusting.
我们的信念就是说我们信任一个人我们知道这个人其实可以伤害到我们的
we trust people when we give them the key to our house.
但是我们的相信任就是说，我们愿意将我们生命里面那道我们的屋那条锁匙交在这个人的手中。
Or when we share a dark secret.
我们能够是彼此来到去分享一些的秘密。
Trust only exists when there is a cost to failure.
信任的一个的基本就是说，在我们的信任的当中，我们可能是会有一个的失落的，可能受到伤害的。
And rather crucially, trust is not dictated by whims of emotion.
而我哋讲到信任嘅时候，我哋唔系只系一下子嗰种嘅感动就话我信得过一个人。
And it's not dictated by modern concepts of belief。
亦都唔系同我哋现代嗰种嘅认知上边嗰一个嘅信嗰、那个嘅信靠系并不等同。
You can trust those you don't particularly feel like trusting。
有时我哋会信任一个人，我哋未必觉得佢系信得过嘅。
You can even trust those you don't think you should believe in。
有时我们会相信一个人，虽然我们对他所说的话我们未必完全的完全的信靠。
You're perfectly free to hand over your house key to the local thief.
我们可以将我们那个屋的锁匙交给我们社区里面一个的强盗。
If you feel compelled to trust them for some reason.
如果我们因为任何一个理由我们相信我们可以信得过这个人。
To illustrate the difference between the ancient definition of belief and the modern one,
当我们如果是要表明以往的信靠和今天的信任可能有做一个不同的意义。
Let me give you this classic example.
我就将一个这样的例子放在大家的面前。
I know some of you have heard this before from me.
可能大家以前有听过的。
Imagine you've gone down to Niagara Falls on a beautiful sunny day.
想象一下我们在一个很好的一个天气的底下，我们去到这个尼亚瓜拉大瀑布。
There's a great commotion by the falls.
在那个的瀑布的旁边有很多的人在那里扰攘。
You see that a tightrope walker has set up across the falls.
我们看见有一个走钢线的人来到去整了一条钢线来到去走过这个海峡。
You stay and watch.
我们站在那里来到去看。
And this is without a doubt the greatest tightrope walker you have ever seen in your life.
可能在那一刻里面我们看见的就是一个这么大胆一个这么咁叻嘅一個嘅走鋼線嘅人喺嗰度表現。
They're not just walking across slowly with a big stick.
當然我哋睇嘅就係唔係單係一個人揸住支棍嚟到去行過嗰一個嘅山谷。
They're running, they're dancing, they're juggling.
佢哋仲會喺嗰個當中嚟到去走啊，嚟到去嚟到去做雜技啊嗰啲咁樣嘅功夫。
They might as well be walking across the Great Plains of Alberta. You cannot imagine them falling.
我哋喺就咁睇佢嘅时候，好似佢好安稳，佢唔会有任何跌落去嗰种嘅可能。
At one point, they start carrying a wheelbarrow full of bricks.
有一个嘅其中一个嘅环节，佢哋就用一个嘅单轮车嚟到去运送整车嘅一啲嘅砖头。
Then they start carrying people one by one.
亦都将人嚟到去摆喺嗰一个嘅单轮车嚟到去推过嗰个嘅海峡。
Back and forth across the falls.
行过一边，又由另外一边行翻翻嚟。
You do not see them slip even once.
喺整个过程嘅里边，我哋冇见到一个人跌落去。
There is no hint of fatigue even after all the crossing.
睇佢好轻易、好轻松，冇半点嘅疲累。
Finally, after about 50 people,
喺五十个人之后
，they come up to you and offer you a trip across the falls.
佢就嚟到我哋嘅面前问：你想唔想去坐呢架车行过嗰个瀑布啊
？Do you get in?
咁我哋愿唔愿意行入去咧
？In the modern world，
喺我哋今日嘅一个时代
，you can believe from the sidelines。
我哋可以喺旁边话好冇问题啊。
I know in my brain that the tightrope walker can make it。
我哋喺我哋嘅心目中，我哋知道喺呢个人应该有嗰个嘅能力嚟到去行完呢个嘅钢线。
In the ancient world， that kind of abstract truth has no value。
在古代的时候，这种的抽象的意念没什么特别的意义的。
In the biblical sense, you can only believe by getting in.
在我们那个的圣经那一个的理念的里面，一个如果你是信靠这个人，你就会行入那架单轮车之上。
To bring us back to our passage then,
当我们回去我们所讲的这段经文，
Jesus does not ask Thomas for belief in a modern sense.
耶稣不是要求这个的多马来到去好像我们现代人那种的信任。
As you'll notice, Jesus doesn't tell Thomas to believe anything in particular.
其实耶稣没有特别叫多马来到去相信某一点的认知点。
There's no recitation of the Apostles' Creed.
佢冇嚟到去同佢讲使徒信经。
No elaborate prayer。
冇一个特别嘅祈祷嚟到去叫佢记住。
No complex doctrine。
亦都冇一啲好复杂嘅一啲嘅信条叫佢嚟到去研究。
Jesus is not telling Thomas to have the correct system of thought about himself.
耶稣唔系叫多马有一个复杂正确嘅一种嘅信心信念系统。
When Jesus speaks to Thomas,
当耶稣向一个嘅多马嚟到去说话嘅时候
，He is commanding Thomas to stop doubting and to trust.
佢只系要求嘅就系话你停，你唔好再疑虑啦，你相信信靠我。
He is not questioning Thomas's mental state.
佢唔系喺度问紧你多马你而家嘅情绪精神状况究竟系点啊
？He wants Thomas to follow.
佢只系同佢讲嘅就系话你从今就跟随我。
To get in the wheelbarrow.
相信我行入一个钢线上边嗰一个嘅单轮推车。
Hence Thomas's reply。
所以喺呢个嘅多马里边，佢要做嘅就系佢相信。
My Lord and my God。
而多马嗰个嘅回应就系话我的主我的神。
This is not the abstract attribution of qualities to Jesus。
呢个唔系单系一个抽象嘅一个嘅声明。
To declare that Jesus is Lord and God is to swear something like an oath of loyalty。
在这个的声明的当中多马所说的就是说他绝对相信一位像王者一般的耶稣。
Without going too far into Greek and Hebrew,
我们不想说太多有关那个原文那个的意思。
Jews often use the Greek word Lord to translate God's Hebrew name, Yahweh.
而因为在那个犹太人的里面当他们不愿意说出上帝的名字的时候很多时候他那个翻译就将他翻译成为这个主这个字。
In the Gospel of John, Lord often means Yahweh in a very royal sense.
在这个的约翰福音，当他们讲到主这个的名字，就好像一个王者的称呼。
Therefore, Thomas's reply to Jesus is a recognition of Yahweh as sovereign king.
所以在这个的多马那一个的声明的当中，多马所讲的就是说耶稣是好像这个的耶和华一般那一个的高位的王者。
And John confirms it in verse 31 with the use of royal titles to describe Jesus.
在31节的里面，他再一次以一个王者的一个的头衔来到去称呼耶稣。
Messiah from the Old Testament, famously used of David.
这个受膏者这个的尼赛亚。
And Son of God from the Roman world.
这个神的儿子，这个就是罗马人那一个的思维的里面王者的称呼。
It's Caesar's own title.
这个就是那个凯撒那一个的头衔。
Thomas is recognizing that Jesus is the Lord before whom all shall kneel.
多马所讲的就是说耶稣在那下的里面对他来讲就是上 天上地下那一位的王者。
Thomas's reply implies a willingness to follow this Lord.
当多马来到去作一个这样的声明的时候他所说明的就是说我愿意跟随这个的主。
Thomas will be loyal to King Jesus.
我也都会对他忠心耿耿。
He is willing to trust him.
因为他信靠耶稣。
Knowing correct doctrines, then,
如果我们认识的是一个正确的信条
is not the end goal of Christianity.
这个不是我们那个的终极的一个的目标。
Trusting Jesus is.
但是信靠耶稣基督是我们的目标。
We can be even more blunt about things.
或者我们更加直接来到去讲。
The Bible never suggests that having right knowledge about Jesus is the key to salvation.
圣经从来不是讲到我们要有一个很正确的认知我们才可以成就这个救恩。
The idea that knowledge alone leads to salvation is a heresy called Gnosticism that the church has rightly rejected from its earliest days.
有时有一个的意念就是说我们凭着一个的特别的知识来到去认识耶稣的时候这一种的这种的学说就叫做这种洛斯底的学说被教会视为一个的异端。
Instead, the key to salvation has always been whether we are willing to trust in the Jesus who has been revealed to us in the scriptures.
而一直以来就是说当我们看见圣经上面所启示那位耶稣的时候我们愿不愿意存疑的信靠跟随他。
Are you willing to trust that it is more blessed to give than it is to receive?
我们相不相信施比受更为有福呢？
Are you willing to lay down your fears at the cross and to follow Jesus to places where you do not want to go, as Peter did?
我们愿不愿意在十字架的面前放低我们的恐惧，跟随耶稣去到我们甚至说不愿意去的地方？
For those of us seeking salvation,
对很多我们中间我们寻求救恩的人，
The question is not, do you have the right thoughts about Jesus?
我哋嗰個嘅問題唔係話我哋思想耶穌嘅時候係咪有咗一個百分百正確嘅觀念。
It is instead, do you trust Jesus?
反而嗰個嘅問題就係我哋係唔係百分百嘅信靠我哋嘅主。
And John makes it very clear that trusting and therefore following Jesus is the main point of this passage.
約翰所講嘅就係話信靠並且跟隨耶穌就係呢段嘅經文嗰一個嘅主題。
For as it is written, Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of the disciples.
因為跟住所講嘅就係一個嘅結論，就係耶穌基督做咗好多嘅奇事喺佢嗰個嘅門徒嘅面前。
These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah.
而所有呢啲嘅記載個目標都係話，讓人能夠相信基督耶穌就係嗰位尼賽亞，上帝嘅聖者。
The Son of God.
上帝嘅兒子。
And that by believing you may have life in his name.
而因这个的 信靠我们就得着生命。
To phrase it somewhat differently,
如果我们稍微改一改那个的说法,
these stories are written that we may learn to trust.
我们所有看见这些的故事的目标都是我们能够是更加的信靠。
And by trusting we will have life in Christ.
而我们因着我们的信靠我们就在基督里得着生命。
And Thomas serves for us as an example.
而多馬就係一個嘅咁樣嘅好嘅例子，一個人版。
As Thomas trusted, so should we.
像多馬嘅信靠，我哋同樣地應該如此信靠。
That brings us all the way from the ancient world and into the modern day.
呢個就將我哋從一個嘅古代嘅時候帶翻去一個現代嘅時期。
For as long as we have been a church, we have always been a group of people trying to learn how to trust Jesus together.
我哋從開始有呢個嘅教會，我哋都有一個嘅目標，就係我哋大家嚟到去學習點樣嚟到去信靠耶穌。
Though I myself have not been here for a very long time.
雖然我喺大家嘅中間唔係有好長嘅時間。
For a church as old as ours.
對一個已經有著相當嘅歷史嘅一個嘅教會。
I know that this cannot have been an easy process throughout the decades.
我哋都深信經過呢幾十年唔係容易嘅。
Just because we are Christian does not mean we are fully free of the curse of sin.
就算我哋係一個嘅基督徒，喺我哋嘅生命嘅裏邊，我哋唔係完全放低咗罪嗰個嘅影響力。
And 30 odd years is a long time for our sins to chip away at everything.
而三十年好容易就讓我哋人性嗰一個嘅罪性嚟到去破壞咗好多嘅工作。
To break our relationship to God, to one another, and to the earth.
破壞咗我哋與上帝嘅關係，彼此之間嘅關係，我哋同整個創造嘅宇宙嗰個嘅關係。
It is only by the grace and forgiveness of God that we have held together for all these years.
而係因著耶穌基督嗰個嘅上帝嘅恩典，我哋先至能夠喺萬難之中維持到我哋今日嘅日子。
I know there is great temptation here to hide our mistakes.
當然，我哋有好多時候，我哋都會有一個嘅試探，就係我哋唔想提翻我哋一啲過往嘅過犯。
It is so much easier to talk about all the good times.
好容易地，我哋所諗嘅就係我哋所經歷嘅嗰啲開心嘅時候。
And all the good things God has chosen to bless us with.
或者我哋數算嘅就係上帝喺我哋生命裏邊嗰啲正面嘅恩典。
It is so much easier to hope that our brothers and sisters in Christ can just forget our sins.
有時我哋會覺得嘅就係，如果我哋彼此忘記我哋嗰個嘅過犯，就係最好嘅一個事情。
But as Thomas demonstrates for us.
但係多馬同我哋所講嘅就係。
Hiding our mistakes is itself a mistake.
我哋如果要埋藏我哋嗰一個嘅過失。
Because the scars of our past are the means by which God has chosen to reveal His glory. Just as Jesus showed Thomas His scars, that Thomas may believe. So too does Thomas show us His own, that we may learn to trust.
而多馬亦都表明佢一個嘅回應，就係我哋如何喺我哋嘅傷痕嘅面前嚟到去信靠。
Throughout the centuries, many theologians have interpreted Thomas's doubt as a moment of weakness.
喺過去嘅咁多百年嘅歷史嘅裏邊，好多嘅神學嘅教導都覺得呢一個嘅多疑嘅多馬佢嘅疑問係一個嘅閃失。
Perhaps it was.
或者都有咁嘅成分。
I'm not so sure Jesus interprets it that way.
但我唔係肯定耶穌基督係以一個咁樣嘅眼光嚟對睇呢件事。
But even if it was a moment of weakness,
但係就算多馬喺嗰下嘅裏邊有著一刻嘅軟弱
，It is a weakness that is forgiven immediately by Jesus.
呢個嘅軟弱係即時嚟到去蒙耶穌基督嗰一個嘅赦免。
without hesitation and without qualification.
冇任何嘅保留，冇任何嘅申明嚟到去作出一个嘅赦免。
What was for Thomas a moment of quite logical hesitation?
因为对多马嚟讲，呢个只系一个系好理性、好合理嘅一个嘅怀疑。
Has become for us certainty that our doubt cannot disqualify us from being followers of Jesus.
俾咗我哋嘅肯定就系有时喺我哋嗰个嘅疑惑嘅当中，并唔系因为咁我哋就好似失去咗我哋嘅救恩，或者我哋忘记咗点跟随耶稣。
I cannot think of a clearer demonstration of the fact that our doubt does not have to be anything more than a tiny bump in our relationship to God.
或者我哋嗰个嘅怀疑，只不过喺我哋嗰个嘅信心嘅路程上边一个小小嘅一个嘅障碍。
And I cannot think of a clearer demonstration that God is big enough to handle all of our doubt.
而我哋深信我哋嘅上帝，佢有嗰个嘅大量，嗰个嘅宽宏，能够处理我哋任何嘅一啲嘅疑问。
As embarrassing of a situation as his denial may have been for Thomas,
或者当下嚟讲，对呢个嘅多马系一个令佢尴尬嘅时期。
As shameful as it may have been for Thomas to have denied Christ in front of the other apostles.
或者对佢嚟讲，佢一个嘅内疚，因为佢喺咁多嗰个嘅信徒嘅面前，佢表明咗佢嗰个嘅小信。
Jesus still made it a sign for us.
但系耶稣基督所俾我哋嘅系一个嘅记号。
And just as Thomas's hesitation no longer belongs to him alone.
当呢个嘅多马嗰一个嘅疑惑唔再系只系佢人生命里边唯一嘅疑惑。
So too do our mistakes no longer belong to us alone.
在我们生命里面，我们各样的一个的亏欠，也不是单属于我们自己 的失脚。
In the same way that the weakness of Thomas's choices offer us comfort in the knowledge that we will not be rejected for our doubt.
在多马那一个的软弱的当中，我们看见原来他仍然为主所接受。
So too can our mistakes become signposts.
所以我们的过失同样会成为一些的里程碑。
Pointing the way for others to find Jesus.
指向一条嘅路，让人人都可以喺透过我哋嘅闪失嚟到去继续跟随耶稣。
Nobody needs to be told that God loves perfect people.
我哋唔需要同人哋讲嘅就系话，耶稣只系爱完美嘅人。
All have sinned for one.
我哋各人都犯了罪。
And no one feels perfect for another.
我哋冇一个人系完全。
What we need instead is to see that God can love a sinner like me.
而我们需要所见到的就是耶稣基督是愿意来去接纳一个像我一般的罪人。
Everyone needs to feel the embrace of forgiveness.
我们每一个人都需要体验到一个的宽恕和一个的怀抱。
To know that the dark parts of my soul are not permanent.
让我们知道我们生命里面，我们灵魂里面的阴暗面并不是一件永恒的伤痕。
We need to hear that redemption is coming.
我们要相信这个的救赎的日子已经临到我们中间。
And is coming for sinners like me.
而这个的救赎是临到我们像我们一般的罪人。
I don't need to know if God could love a better version of me.
我不需要知道的就是说上帝只能够爱一个我的生命，我的一个的改良版。
I need to know if God could love this version of me.
我们要知道的就是耶稣基督愿不愿意在今时今日在我们的瑕疵的当中仍然爱我们。
Sins and all.
我们在我们的生命里面有罪。
Therefore, when you tell people about your relationship to God,
所以当我们向人来去讲明我们与上帝的关系的时候，
I hope you will talk about it in the same way that John recounts Thomas's tale.
我们希望我们能够好像约翰在这个的多马的故事里面所描述的
without editing it to make it look better
不要来到去做一些的编辑以致这个故事更加的好听好看
How else can the world see that the forgiveness of God is real?
这个世界需要见到那个的宽恕那个的真实的景象
Unless we tell them of the times where our mistakes and our sins have been forgiven
所以我们需要跟人讲的就是在我们的生命里面为什么我们的过失为什么我们的罪过是为耶稣基督所宽恕
And how can the world see that trusting God is good?
让人知道信靠耶稣是一件的美事
Unless we demonstrate that we place our trust in Jesus
所以我们需要来到去见证的就是我们将我们那个的信靠放在上帝的怜悯之中
In the Bible, to believe is to act.
在圣经里面所讲，相信靠就是行动。
To believe is to trust.
信靠就是那个的倚靠。
If you trust that Jesus is gracious and compassionate and forgiving,
如果我哋信靠耶稣基督，佢系一个嘅啊充满怜悯、充满着嗰个嘅宽恕、充满着慈爱嘅上帝嘅时候
，If you trust that your sins have been forgiven,
而我哋相信我哋嘅罪已蒙赦免
，Tell the story in that manner,
将我哋嗰个蒙赦免嘅故事与人分享。
To put it another way,
再用另外一个方式嚟讲。
It is not only through our virtues that the church is meant to point to Christ.
我哋唔系只系靠住我哋嗰个嘅美德崇高嚟到去将我哋将人嚟到去指向基督。
Like Thomas, we are supposed to point out all the mistakes we've made.
有时我哋需要指出嘅就系我哋各样嗰个嘅闪失，我哋各样嗰一个嘅弱点，嗰个嘅亏欠。
And how God has loved us through it all anyway.
而喺我哋各样嘅亏欠嘅当中，上帝仍然系爱我哋，仍然持守保守住我哋，与我哋同行。
All the places where our sins have been forgiven.
在我们所有生命里面遇到基督耶稣的宽恕的地方。
All the places where we are still trying to change for the sake of Christ.
很多在我们的生命里面，我们仍然为耶稣基督的缘故，我们试图改变的地方。
All these things are meant to be a signpost for others to follow.
所有这些都是让人来去学习怎样跟随耶稣的里程碑。
I know that you can be forgiven because I was.
我知道你的罪是可蒙赦免的，因为我的生命已蒙主赦免。
I know you can change because I did.
我知道你的生命可以改变的，因为我的生命得蒙改变。
And for all the sins that bind us still,
在所有我们生命的里面仍然缠绕我们的罪的当中，
I know that God will help you wrestle with them.
我们相信上帝会帮助我们来到去与这些罪来到去摔跤。
Because he is helping me to do the same.
因为我在我生命的里面，我经历他怎样来到去叫我得力。
Our stories as Christians is not that God found us perfect.
我们在我们分享那个见证的故事的当中，不是要让人给人看见我们如何的完美。
It is that he found us broken.
而是看到我们怎样有那种的破碎。
And that he saved us anyway.
在那个的破碎的当中，他如何愿意拯救我们。
It is in this story that we trust.
因为这个是我们信靠那一个的故事。
I don't know if you're used to talking about your story this way.
我不知道大家在我们的分享见证的里面，我们会不会这样来到去叙述。
I suspect it's something we'll all have to get used to.
或者我们重新要来到去习惯一种这样的叙述的形式。
In school and in the workplace.
在我们的学校的当中，在我们工作的场所。
And indeed in most of the modern world.
在我们周围，在我们的现代的这个时代。
Such vulnerability about our weakness and our sin is not commonplace.
当我们来到去表露我们那个弱点，我们的过犯的时候，这个世界不是这样沟通的。
It is rare to hear people willingly confess their wrongdoings.
大部分的人不会来到去愿意来到去讲出他个犯错的地方。
And even rarer to hear someone talk about the sins they still struggle with.
尤其是讲到我们在生命的里面仍然挣扎着的各样的亏欠。
But as the story of doubting Thomas shows us,
但是好像这个的多疑的多马的故事所提出，
for those of us who are Christian,
对我们所有的基督徒来说，
our mistakes no longer belong to us alone.
我们的过犯已经不单是我们个人的事。
Our sins are not to be celebrated.
我们的罪当然不是说我们要表扬它，
but our forgiveness points the way home.For everyone around us.
但是我们那个得蒙赦免那一个经历，却是被人来到去找到归向上帝之路。
After all,
到头来，
and I suspect this is true for most of us.
我相信在我们众人的当中，这件事都是真的。
It was not a series of sermons that brought us the trust in Jesus.
或者在我们的信主的过程，不是说因为我们听了一连串的讲道。
It was not a debate with some philosopher.
或者唔系同某一个嘅哲学家嗰一个嘅对辩。
It was the lives of those who had trusted Jesus with much.
可能喺我哋最感动我哋嘅就系我哋见到喺别人一啲信靠耶稣嘅人嗰个嘅生命嘅当中。
And the joy that trust brought them.
喺佢嗰个嘅信靠嘅当中，如何为佢带嚟嗰个嘅平安同埋嗰个嘅喜乐。
It was the fools of the world.
呢喺世界上系嗰啲嘅愚蒙人。
Who adamantly carried their crosses forward,
是愿意来到去背负他们的十架来到去前行。
That made us stop and reconsider who this Jesus was.
是这些人叫我们来到去停下来到去反思，究竟耶稣是一个怎样样的一位的主。
And it was the revelation that amazing grace could reach even a wretch like me.
或者就是这个的奇异恩典，这个的启示，若临到一个像我这般的破碎的人，这个就是那个力。
That first opened the door to the possibility of trust.
因为这个的说话开了，打开了一道门，让我们来到去初尝这个信靠耶稣那个的甜美。
For however long God will hold us together as his church.
无论耶稣上帝愿意叫我们这个的教会存留多少的日子。
We, like Thomas, are to tell the story again and again and again.
让我们愿意好像这个的多疑的多马，继续不断地讲我出我们的故事。
Once we were dead in our sin.
曾经来讲，我死在过犯罪恶之中。
But now Christ in his mercy has saved us.
但今日在上帝的怜悯的当中，他拯救了我。
Just as he will save all those who turn from their sin and trust in his name.
所有离开他们的罪，相信耶稣的人，同样地能够得着这个的救恩。
Whether you are still racked by doubt,
无论在我们的生命的里面，可能我们仍然都有很多的疑惑。
Or whether you stand today in a rage of faith,
或者在我们中间，我们充满着一个信心。
All that is asked of you,
上帝所要求我们的，
is to trust in Jesus,
就是信靠耶稣。
Amen.